Once a month, the creme de la creme of Fairview society would attend a semi-formal luncheon at the home of Maxine Bennett. Everyone loved these elegant get-togethers. Everyone, that is, but a certain red-headed housewife who was convinced Maxine was a liar. You see, Maxine liked to brag that she did all her own cooking. And because each course was served promptly, presented with flair, and was positively mouth-watering, Bree knew Maxine had had some help. And sadly for Maxine, Bree intended to prove it.
Maxine, once again, this entire lunch was just out of this world. I just have to get the number of your caterer.
What a nice compliment. No, I'm afraid this is all my doing.
It was a triumph, an absolute triumph.
Oh, come on. Do you honestly expect us to believe that you had the time to prepare a 6-course meal for 10 women? Even I couldn't make this and have time to get ready for a party.
Well, perhaps you're just not as organized as I am. Mm-hmm. If you'll excuse me.
Free, what's gotten into you?
I have the same recipe for English plum pudding. It takes 6 hours to prepare. How would she have time to make all of this and everything else that we ate today? This is not the pudding of an honest woman.
FBI, open up!
What on earth?
Looking for Maxine Bennett.
I'm Maxine.
We have a warrant to search the premises, ma'am.
A warrant? I'm in the middle of a luncheon.
Over here.
Founder.
What?
Maxine Bennett, you're under arrest for involuntary servitude.
Is this the woman who locked you up?
Beat you away.
Bree, what's going on?
Well, I'm not sure, but I think Maxine had a slave.
I can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
But Bree could. You see, for her, the proof was in the pudding.